We are continuing to learn Perek Hei of Hilchos Beis HaBchira. In the previous year, we spoke about entering the Har HaBayis and going into the Ezras Noshim. Now we're actually going to enter the Azora. The Azora itself had seven entrances. We are going to start from its most famous entrance. We're going to tell you all the seven entrances to the Azora. The most famous one is its eastern one, which is the main gate. That is the Shar Niknor. All the gates were covered with gold. And each of the gates were 10 amos wide and 20 amos high, except the middle gate, which was copper similar to gold. And this is the famous Shar Niknor, the Niknor gate. Everyone knows the story of Niknor, that he built two doors, put all his money into the Beis HaMikdash, and he was on a boat, and it was very heavy, and there was a storm, and they threw one door off, and they wanted to throw the second door off. And he held himself onto it. He said, "You have to throw me off with it." And when they came to the land, and he had the beautiful one door, Hashem made a miracle, and the second door washed up to the shore. But these are the famous Shari Niknor, the gates of Niknor. We are going to continue our journey to the right. There are three other entrances to the Azora on the Tzofen side on the right, and three on our left. The most famous one, besides the Shar Niknor, is right on the right. There was another structure. And this structure was called the Beis HaMoikod, where there was fire, where there was a steady flame. This Beis HaMoikod, which was built outside the Azora, had four rooms, just like the Ezras Noshim had four rooms. Now, what's fascinating is that two of the rooms had the status of Kodesh, and two of Chol. Why? Because the two that actually opened up to the Azora, being that its doors were to the Azora, has the status of Kodesh. And therefore you have to be very careful not to overstep your boundaries. And there were markers in the Shar HaMoikod, Beis HaMoikod, where the Kodesh part was and where the Chol part was. Now, what were the four rooms? So the two Kodesh rooms, and one was obviously more east and one was more west, was Lishkas Oisei Lechem Aponim, that's where they made the Lechem Aponim, and the Lishkas Atloyim, that's where they checked the animals for the Korban Tamid, which is in Parshas Pinchas. The two Karbonois, the two rooms, which were Choyl, one was called Lishkas, this was the room where you had the Avnei HaMizbeach, the stones that were desecrated, they were stored there. And then you had another room, which was like the mikveh room. Under the Beis HaMoikod, there was a mikveh. In addition to having a beautiful mikveh, they also had a beautiful bathroom, which was called the Kisei HaKavod. And it had a door, nice doors. And when the doors were closed and locked, they knew that somebody was inside. And obviously there was, had to have torches and light that the Kohen can go under. And that's if they were Tameh, they would go Toivel there. As well as, you know, they can rest there as well. So that was the famous Beis HaMoikod. They had a spiral staircase that actually went under the Mizbeach, under the Beis HaMoikod. So that was the first shar that you would find on the right side of the Azora. The second shar was the Shar HaKorban. The Shar HaKorban, there's two reasons it was called Shar HaKorban. One is because according to our Mesorah, Avram brought Yitzchak through that path of Har HaMoriah, and he was the Korban Oyla LaHashem. And another reason is because the Karbonists of the Korban Tamid would come through this Shar. Then you had all the way to the western, northern west side was the Shar HaNitzutz, and there they had the flame. Then we walk all the way around the west side of the Azorah. On the west side of the Azorah, there was no entrance. And then we come to the south side, the Dorim side, which also has three entrances to the Azorah. Now, we're going to say the entrances which are closer to the west side first, because we are continuing our circle around the Azorah. The most southwestern gate was called the Shar HaDelek. And this was, again, a place where they brought fire. Then you had that was the on the southwestern place. Then you had the Shar HaKorban. And then you had the Shar HaMayim. Now, what was the reason we had the Shar HaMayim? What was the use of the Shar HaMayim? What was the name of Shar HaMayim for? So again, there are two reasons. One reason is it got the name because the Mayim for Simchas Beis HaShaeva, for Nisach HaMayim, they would bring through this Shar. And another reason it got the name is because it says that when Mashiach comes, there's going to be water flowing out of the Har HaBayis. And it's going to, the Navi Yecheskel describes a stream of water which is going to flow forward, and according to the Mesoira, it will go through the Shar HaMayim on the south side of the Mizbeach. I want to make a correction. There are two Shar HaKorbans on the right side and the left side. I previously told you that the Korban Tomid was the reason it was called Shar HaKorban, and for Yitzchak Avinu. That I told you was for the right side. No, that was really for the left side. The first reason why it was called Shar HaKorban, the one for the right side, because the Korbanis for the Kodshim, we know there's Kodshim Kalim and Kodshim, right? There's two different levels of Kodshim, which those are Nishchat Batzofen. Those get Shechted and the Tzofen side, so those karbonas have to come through a door on the Tzofen side, and that door is the Shar HaKorban. So we have a Shar HaKorban on the right side, and which were the Kodshi Kodshim, and Shar HaKorban on the left side. From there was the Korban Tomid would come through that space. The Azorah itself was 187 amis long and 135 amis wide. This is the Azorah, and this is the next step after we pass the Ezras Noshim. Now this is the famous Azorah where we're going to have the Shechita, the Mizbeach, etc. And more details, Mirtzah Hashem, will be in the coming Shir.